Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Paul Enos and I talk with Chris Hicks. He's the Washoe County District Attorney. Plus on the Power Punnett panel, Chris Wicker, Sam Kumar, and Jesse Wadham. This is all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program now as District Attorney of Washoe County, Chris Hicks. Pleasure to have you back in the program, sir.
Thanks for having me back.
You worked many years in the district attorney's office, but it's not the same as being the DA. What's the big difference between working in the office and being the boss?
Well, it's a very big difference. You know, when I was a prosecutor just doing criminal cases, I absolutely loved it. I mean, I thought this is the career for me. I fully enjoyed going into court, working with law enforcement. I liked the excitement of doing the trials. And I really enjoyed the, you know, going after the guys that are committing bad crimes in our community. It was very satisfying for me. And so I really enjoyed that. But when this opportunity presented itself, it was one I felt was very good for me and would be very good for the office. And so as DA, I haven't been in court in 7 months, and I miss that. But I get to deal with the same issues, but in a more global sense, with my hands on more topics, but not as intensively.
Okay, so besides criminal, what other divisions do you oversee as the district attorney?
Well, and a lot of people don't know this, we have an entire civil division. So we have 60 attorneys in our office. It's the largest law firm in Washoe County. 20 of those attorneys are civil attorneys. And we represent all the county departments. We represent the county commission, the county manager. And so our civil aspect of the office, although not often heard about, you know, we usually think of criminal when we think of the DA's office, is a very important part of the community as well.
So let's talk about that. You're an elected official, although you did have, you have a race that I think anybody who's up for election would die for, where, you know, you're the only one on the ballot, and congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But you look at who you have to represent in the county. Oftentimes you're representing other elected officials, and we've seen the instance with the Truckee Meadows Planning Regional Planning Authority with Washoe County saying, hey, we're not going to pay these guys. Now, your department, the one that you oversee, is tasked with defending other elected officials against really other elected officials in the other local governments. Does that put you in a precarious position?
Well, it's a unique position, and it's a delicate one at times. But what we always remember in my office is we're the attorneys. You know, just like any other attorney, a businessman goes and hires at a law firm. We advise on the law, and we do our best to protect our clients within, you know, our advice and the law. But yeah, there's
they may
times,
not always follow it, though.
You know, yeah, exactly. You can. They're the boss at the end of the day. But we do our very best to keep the county's interests at the forefront and to give the best advice we can to situations like that.
When you look at the Washoe County School Board, your thoughts on the open meeting law and their attorneys' seemingly inability to keep them on the straight and narrow, what do you think about that?
I found it to, you know, to be frustrating, just like everybody else did, because, look, the open meeting law is not as easy as a topic as people might think. There's exceptions, there's extensions of rules that are very difficult. Now,
it's really quite arcane.
It is. And we, in our office, in my office, we have some people that are very skilled and, frankly, are experts at that law. And so, primarily, we deal with the county commission to make sure those issues don't happen, and they don't. Because we're on top of it. So, you know, I don't know exactly everything that shook out with the school board. It is disappointing to see that happen.
not just once, but on numerous occasions.
Yeah, I mean,
would you like to see your office be the law firm for the school board?
I guess I wouldn't frame it as I'd like to see it. I would frame it as, because candidly, I've been approached about it. From a purely a political science perspective, it makes total sense for my office to do it. One of the reasons our attorneys are so successful representing the county is because we are a separate entity. And so if they don't like what we're telling them, they don't get to say, well, we're going to fire you and hire another attorney. And so we don't have that pressure. We get to practice pure law.
How about when it comes to dealing with your budget, though? I mean, is there any oversight there? When you have a county government that does have a fiduciary responsibility, that does fund different departments, do you ever see an impact there on decisions that they make impacting your office?
Well, I mean, the county commission is the ultimate say on my budget. Now, I've only done one budget, so, you know, I've only been on the job in 7 months. I have not encountered that. And, you know, luckily, I'm one of the departments within the county that... the budget is significant because we're public health and safety. And so there's not a lot of that, I think, what you're getting at. That just doesn't happen as often, as far as I've seen.
All right, let's take a break. We'll get a longer segment on the next segment, and I want to ask you what the three biggest problems you're seeing law enforcement-wise in Washoe County. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Chris Hicks. He's the Washoe County District Attorney. So before the break, I asked you, what are the three biggest issues that you're dealing with right now?
From a criminal perspective?
Yeah.
I would say... The biggest I see coming, I'm concerned about medical marijuana and potentially recreational marijuana. Those could be significant game changers, at least from a public safety perspective.
So let's talk about that, because certainly your predecessor was against marijuana in any form whatsoever. But, you know, the legislature has legalized medical, and it looks like the public is going to end up legalizing recreational. The thing that strikes me, and has struck me for a long time, is that there is no standard that makes sense. That if somebody smokes a joint on Friday and they get pulled over on Monday, they're not stoned, they're not high in any way, shape, or form, but the metabolites are still in their system. How are you going to work this?
Well, that's going to fall on the legislature to find an adequate system to test, like you're referring to a DUI situation.
Right.
And, you know, marijuana metabolite, it might not be the best testing system. And I think that people are beginning to see that. I don't know if I share your view that it's going to be legalized recreationally. I think Nevada will do the right thing and not do that. And I certainly hope that that's what they do.
For the second day in a row, I'm going to make a sportsman's bet. I think you're wrong. I think that, you know, when the fight was going to be, if they didn't go to a three-tier system and the liquor industry wanted in, and when they pulled out of that and said, now we're not going to fight it, I think it's going to sail through.
You know, You mentioned my predecessor, and you could get him going on marijuana.
Yes.
You could go for a half an hour on
Oh, no, no, days.
Okay, but
days.
The fact that we have medical marijuana and possibly recreational marijuana, is that going to mean we're going to have less prosecutions, criminal prosecutions in Washoe County on those charges? And when you look at, you know, kind of our charges globally, do we have a lot of people that we're charging with possessing or distributing weed?
I can answer that in two ways. I think we're going to have more prosecutions because it's going to be more prevalent. DUIs is a great example. And, you know, we have this test study we can look at.
Okay, but the people who are going to be getting high, the people who are going to be getting high from legal weed or pot, marijuana, mm-hmm. are probably getting high right now, and they're going to be making those choices whether to drive now or whether to drive. I mean, is it just something that police are now more aware of? Hey, this person, and they may be more readily, they may more readily admit to, yes, I smoke marijuana and now I'm driving.
Well, again, I don't think it's going to deal with just the people who are smoking right now. I think it's going to become more prevalent. It's going to become more available. And I think at that time, there's going to be more people exposing themselves to it. And, you know, I mentioned my predecessor. I'm not... I was never as maybe steadfast as he was, but then, you know, once I really started looking into it, it concerns me. And primarily it concerns me because I have kids, you know, I have young kids, and we are seeing in Colorado, for example, skyrocketing use among children. 12 to 17 is double the national average in Colorado. And this isn't the marijuana that a lot of
that
people think it is.
In college?
You smoked in college. That we think it is.
We globally.
You know, it's potent stuff. It's scary stuff. And so, look, I'm very concerned. And I do think that if it does get legalized here, I just think with all the positive things that are happening, particularly in northern Nevada, that's the last thing we want.
The last thing we want
is dispensaries all over in our community. Colorado, one statistic I read actually yesterday, if you add up all the McDonald's and all the Starbucks in all of the state of Colorado, they don't equal the amount of marijuana dispensaries or pot shops.
All right, but the reality is that anybody who wants to purchase marijuana in the state of Nevada can get it within probably 10 minutes. And it's been that way. Now, I mean, that's the reality. And you don't have to agree with that, but it is the reality. In fact, pretty much any kind of drug you want. And the thing that's been concerning, you know, the previous attorney general, and I'm sure the current attorney general, is prescription drug abuse, which they are now saying beyond marijuana is the gateway drug for people getting involved in drugs. And they're getting that from their parents' medicine cabinet and their grandparents' medicine cabinet. So, I think there may be more reporting going on, and certainly there may be more people trying marijuana. But don't you think that this is a peak that's likely to ebb?
I don't. I believe that once it presents itself as not as large of a legal consequence or not as large of a health adverse effects, which is that's kind of what naturally, if you legalize it, that's what people are going to assume, especially younger yeah. people, that the willingness to use it goes higher. And I think that that will happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there is a greater acceptance because it's legal, because it's seen sure. as a medicine. And I know, Sam, you want to talk about some of the other crimes in Washoe County. I want to
focus. We've got about a minute.
but I want to ask about the criminal side and about justice being swift. When you look at the state of Nevada, the people who have been sentenced to death, we haven't executed anybody here since 2006. We're not going to be executing people for another 2 years while we build a new death chamber in Ely. Why does it take so long to carry out the death penalty in the state of Nevada?
Well, first of all, I share your frustration that I'm sensing. It takes way too long. It's
especially for the victims, the families of the victims, you know, like Brianna Dennison. I mean, it's heartbreaking.
That's a great example. You know, having been involved in that case, those family members suffer every day. They will for the rest of their lives because of what James Bela did. The large reason that we have these great gaps in time is all the appellate remedies. And I'm not saying there shouldn't be appellate remedies. I believe there should be at several different levels in those kinds of cases. But it needs to be exercised more efficiently. And that's the flaw right now. That is the flaw. And, you know,
we have so much more to talk to you about, and it'll be on your next visit. So come back soon, will you? We appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. And congratulations again on becoming DA. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
I think our fridge eats more than we do.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but it definitely eats up more of the energy bill than it should.
Oh, a hungry fridge will never do. Curb those energy cravings with an energy-efficient fridge or freezer from RC Willie.
We have an impressive selection of energy-efficient refrigerators and freezers. This stainless steel Frigidaire refrigerator is only $9.99. Now save $500 on this Samsung French door refrigerator. Freezers start at just $139. Top brands are in stock now. RC Willie.
It's the Fiat we've all been waiting for. The Fiat you've been waiting for. The all-new all-wheel drive Fiat 500X. The first Fiat with all-wheel drive for unbelievable performance on the road as well as off it. And you'll find it at Fiat of Reno for a very affordable price starting at just $22,900. And it's got power everything. Automatic transmission. Even a backup camera. And we've got a great selection to choose from. We'll see you at Fiat of Reno. And remember, you can check out our entire inventory at fiatofreno.com.
This Hot August Night's calendar of events is brought to you by Summit Racing Equipment. Don't miss these special events coming up tomorrow, starting with Autocross at the Reno Sparks Livestock Event Center, and then the Jam Pro Music Factory Outdoor Concert on Virginia and 5th, drag races and burnouts at the Nugget Casino Resort, Peter Noon's Herman Hermits at the Grand Sierra Resort and Casino, and Hotel California, A Salute to the Eagles, performs at Victorian Square in Sparks. This Hot August Night's calendar of events is brought to you by Summit Racing Equipment.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Chris Wicker is here. He's on the Democratic National Committee. Sam Kumar is past chairman of the Washoe County Republicans. And Jesse Wadhams is off council with Fenimore Craig. Pleasure to have you all here. So we're taping this the morning of the big debates. Your thoughts on where this is all heading, sir. And understand that this show will play after the debates on certain stations. So therefore, we'll find out if you're right or wrong.
Well, among the many favors that Donald Trump has done for the Republican field, I think the one good favor he's done for him is that I think the controversy and the outspokenness of Trump is going to drive viewership of the Republican debate today to probably record levels for a first debate. And the irony here is that I think that Donald Trump will be limited to, you know, 6 or 8 minutes. And so the rest of the field will actually get some airtime where, you know, as we've seen in the run up to these debates, virtually nobody's gotten airtime except Donald Trump. So he's done a little bit of a favor. Hopefully that's the limit of his favors.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Paul and I were talking about this yesterday. In the California race where Arnold Schwarzenegger ran and became governor of California, there were 50 candidates in the race, including strippers and prostitutes. I mean, it was wild.
And some credible people.
But it was the name recognition that really came through. What do you want to see out of this debate?
I'm waiting to see who is the representative of the rent is too damn high party.
He was a great character.
He was. But more seriously, I think at this point Republicans are dating. They're not talking marriage. So it's the very early stages. It's like a golf tournament where you cannot win it on the first day. You're not going to win it in the first debate, but you can lose it in the first debate. I expect frontrunners or the top tier, maybe the top three or four, to take a conservative approach and not take too many risks. The bottom half would probably have to take some risks. And that's probably tempered by the fact that a lot of people in the bottom five of the top 10 are young, and this is probably one of maybe 4 or 5 cycles they have. So they have to be careful in terms of the risks they're taking and what type of risks they're taking.
Jesse, what do you think in terms of, you know, public policy? I mean, you're going to get the electorate way more involved in this, but is it good for public policy?
You know, that's an interesting question. I mean, we're still 16 months out from the election.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just a long way to go. But I think, you know, what is clear is that when Trump speaks about certain issues, they do kind of move to the forefront of a discussion. I mean, his comments on immigration, agree or not, they are driving a conversation on both sides of the debate. So I think we are seeing an engagement on issues earlier, which I think is positive. But again, all of this is, at this point, a lot of just noise because we've got a long way to go before we get there.
Paul, I've moderated debates with as many as 6 candidates in the U.S. Senate race a few years ago, and it's incredibly difficult to get anything out with that many. Do you think it would be better to have smaller groups in terms of these debates so people could actually hear what these people's messages really are?
I think that really comes down to the journalists that are going to be asking the questions, the moderators. And, I mean, I do think you have some tremendous talent there, some pros. I mean, Megyn Kelly, one of my favorites, Brent Baer, Chris Wallace, I mean, all very talented people, and I think they're gonna be able to manage these guys. They do know what they're dealing with. I mean, they say Trump's a wild card. You know, Trump is a very smart guy. I mean, you don't become a billionaire not being smart, not being intelligent, and he is able to read people like all of us and the electorate and the public and say what people are thinking and say it in a way where people go, you know what, that's the first honest thing I've heard all day. I mean, I think guys like John Kasich and Jeb Bush, their challenge is to remain presidential and remain above the fray. And I mean, I look at those two as your most classically presidential individuals. I mean, they're not a Chris Christie or a Scott Walker that are, or a Ted Cruz that are combative. So, I mean, I do think you have some people who are going to take that more traditional approach and kind of stay out of the fray in a sense, but then they also need to show some toughness. And I think that's going to be, you know, tough on a Jeb Bush, you know, to be able to withstand a guy and a personality like Trump.
So, Chris, you know, you're going to be sitting there with your yellow pad, and you're going to be writing down all the points that they're arguing against each other on, and this is the Democratic platform.
Yeah, and I think
yeah,
I think what's going to happen is they're going to have sound bites. They're going to have a stock of sound bites prepared to spit out when the topic comes up in order to make it more than one news cycle. I mean, the media has a tendency to pick out the most outrageous pieces of soundbite in order to play in their news reports. And I think that's going to play right into the Democratic hands, because the more outrageous you say something, I think the more likely the media is going to repeat it.
But the media hasn't done a great job of really doing that on your side. I mean, you know, they chastised Martin O'Malley for saying all lives matter, you know, at a conference where, you know, they do, right? You know, look how tone deaf he is. He didn't say black lives matter. He said all lives matter, which is the right answer. We have a socialist who is running 6 points behind the former first lady, former senator, former secretary of state. So, I mean, you know, we haven't focused on the fact that we're talking about a socialist here, not even a Democrat, a socialist.
Well, an admitted socialist, although the fact is his policies aren't really socialist, but
they're Democratic.
Claims to be a socialist.
Okay, just quickly, because we're really out of time here, but Sam and Jesse, quick thoughts on how big a role social media will play in this and the effect on the younger generation, because that's where they're going to get most of their information on this election cycle.
It's probably the early stages there. We are seeding that area. And I would guess, based on the demographic we have seen in the past, it's not the people who interact on social media the most will be voting in the primaries and caucuses coming up.
Quick answer.
Well, I think it's going to drive a lot of younger people and how they frame their issues. Will it drive votes? I mean, that's still an unknown yet.
So. Maybe if we offer prizes and popcorn. Thank you all. We will enjoy the debate tonight. We'll be right back.
I got online and started shopping for my car that I wanted. So I went down on Friday after I got off work. Really easy, filled everything out there. It took me about 5 minutes, but it was done.
Why settle for the frustrations of satellite? 1 out of 4 satellite customers claim they have reception outages and bad weather, and 80% of satellite customers don't have real video on demand.
Plus, there's this on your house.
With Spectrum, everyone has access to tons of free on-demand options instantly, and your favorite HD channels are included. DVR service lets you pause, play, and rewind live TV in up to 4 rooms.
Can't do that with satellite.
With the Spectrum TV app, watch live TV anywhere in your home on your mobile devices and download movies and shows to watch offline anywhere. Call 844-882-2999 now. Spectrum Internet is 20 times faster than DSL, so everyone in your home can be online at the same time. Get Spectrum Internet and get unlimited calling and great features with Spectrum Voice. Get TV, Internet, and voice from $29.99 a month each with no contracts and a money-back guarantee. Call 844-882-2999 today.
Super PolyGrip seals out more food particles so your food won't get stuck. And you can enjoy every single bite. Eat loud, live loud. Super PolyGrip seals out more food. Super PolyGrip holds your dentures tightly in place, so you never have to hold back. Laugh loud, live loud. Super PolyGrip. Get strong all day hold.
Come see why Fallon Auto Mall was voted Nevada's number one Ford dealer in 2013 and the number one Toyota dealer in 2014. Fallon Auto Mall, a different way of doing business.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you next week.